we're trying to assist them in that process. But nevertheless, we appoint them for, because we're supposed to brief our meeting at quarter to 10, because we started at 8 this morning. So, but we couldn't finish up until this time. We apologize nevertheless. As you know, at this point, we're always the punctual and we respect time. It will never happen again. Having said that, welcome to the Department of Correctional Services. Apologies to our colleagues who are here, Honorable West, Honorable Leroux. Hope you accept our apology. Yeah. Thanks very much, Gareth. When we met the last time, we gave the department some instructions to clean up some of the losses as proposed by the committee. When we adjourned, both my legal advisors, Madame over there and Vanara, they were singing from the same hymn book. I hope even today they will change their song. But if they change, then we will hear from this meeting today. Because I don't think there were many issues that can make us sit up until 1 today. We might finish early because it was only those few issues that will be cleaned up. Before I call on members to talk on some of the issues that they might have, they want to revisit, I want to give the department to report to us about the instructions that we was given to them. You know, I respect protocol in the department. I don't know who is premier, who is what, you know, because I know someone must read the discussion. But let me add this thing. Let me think. Oh, yeah, now I know who is premier. I wonder if from the office of the state law advisor and the parliamentary advisor or department wants to subset to talk to those issues that were identified by members so that we clean this case. Madam, who ready?
One of the issues was the definition of mechanical restraints incorporated. And one of the initial issues, the cleaning of the building, also for the two states, state law advisors, to control the state and to change the thing that we
Okay. What is the matter?
The committee had all those questions that we were in 2016 and 2019, which asked for the emails and the questions and the conferences. So we had to start the conversation with all of them. And then what is done, so the same question, so of this question is proposed on an end. And the end of it, we got colored in space for the conference.
Page what?
I
done.
Yeah. himself to God's manner and looking at the field on his land.
For the men did.
Not to be from the amendment.
The deed that is the or deed that is the
In the view, and place the regime of the view. blind angel. So the romantic activity, whereby you say in the case of ascendance of ten, ascendance of life incarnation, on a date to be defined by the national title after taking into consideration, while taking out the whole thing that after taking into consideration, the incarnation framework on the date of incarnation of the delivery and after making the sacrifice. This was never the, it was not in the proposal of the what actually should be reflected on this one? Item number two, we are omitting that time. It should focus only the need to protect the need. It could be from number eight. A sentence of anger may be placed under personal supervision or on the parole or on parole. Item number two.
Now, from where it says National Council, the sentence that from there until the end, we're removing it. So it's replaced by the minister. Okay. We'll come into that. Okay, continue, madam.
After taking into consideration the separation framework contemplated in section 73A and after making the sacrifice of the union. But what we are doing here is to start to be more clarity, more like I said, clear, but also clear in the way it is. The first thing that we say is already clear for the determination of the period and how it is done. So we are omitting from line 15, the after taking information from line 19, the omission after taking into consideration, because it's the case of one of the proposed amendments, the omission that comes after taking into consideration the interpretation from the last one, and we are substituting that one with in terms of section 73A. Now it will read, the period is determined by the National Council in terms of section 73A. Section 73A is already saying what is already mentioned in this clause, so there's no need for duplication. What is mentioned here after taking into consideration that is already mentioned in the clause, so I'm trying to make it further even more clear. So I think in respect of this, in the part of this sentence, offenders, the period must be determined by the National Council in terms of section 73A. But the context will still remain the same as each one. It is appearing.
So the sentence will stop at 73A?
No. The sentence was taken after the Council, National Council, was taken after taking into consideration the interpretation framework contemplated in section 73A and after it was in all of the past. Now the sentence will stop at the period determined by the National Council and then we're adding in terms of section 73A.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So where it says that the giving the ratified by the minister.
Yes, because
what
is
can you follow? Okay. Yeah, we'll come into that. We'll come into that. Fine. Yeah, continue, madam.
Out and throughout is the same thing. This is the following section, the following amendment. It's the same thing. You are only seeing that one opportunity. So that's the same thing. After the end of clause 55 in the proposed amendment, you are doing the same thing. That one sent in paragraph 4 on page 11 of the group. But then a person has been sentenced to communicate at 4 on page 11. Like in saturation, may not be placed on parole until he or she has served the period determined by the National Council in terms of the section 73. Chapter letter 8, also. The arrest of the community was already taken. So the intention is still remaining. The context is the same. This is not the same. Nothing is changed from the original intention. And now we're going to get to the second application from the view of the system. The National Council must, in the prescribed manner and in consultation with the National Commission, determine the minimum period for which offenders must be incarcerated before being considered for placement and for military action in this effort to escalate the incarceration term in offenders. So, we should say the people who are not going to be considered. I also need to explain something as we have this research department on the same floor.
Where are the amendments, madam?
So now the amendments on Facebook. I can
But is this referring to relevant laws?
Yes.
Okay, that's a minute. Yes.
Right on top of it. So we're saying on page 18 from line 4 to omit. The only thing the men in the men are trespassed by the regulation made in penal section 1341 KKI. And that's what we're only seeing. Because the minister is not involved. And also, if you want measures, if you want to have a conversation, the national countries will be limited on their own. But the minister will ratify.
Now it will read.
So we're only seeing now it will read. The national council must. Comma, in consultation with the National Commission, determine the minimum period for which sentence offenders must be incarcerated before being considered for placement under community correction. Comma, in this case, referred to as the incarceration framework for subsection 43, the rest, and after having been notified that the minister were only to be taking a separate subsection that could say the incarceration from the class of the
wait a minute, maybe I'm a slow learner. Can you go back to it again? Clause 56 on the main bill, right?
Yes.
Under incarceration framework. Incarceration framework, okay? Now, 73A, the sentence that starts with the National Council of the Dada, huh?
Yes.
You're saying we're going to include immediately after month. Okay?
Yes.
Then we include the word in consultation with the Dada, that's the new.
No, what is in there? Omission of listing the aftermath of listing the men after the fact of the listing the Now we're going to insert the sub 4 and the sub 5. Subsection 4 has it reached the incarceration format must be ratified by the minister and must be published. Must be ratified by the minister and must be published. And the new 5 sub 5 is to reach before the incarceration framework together with any substance amendment is published in the Gazette, intent of success of God. The natural comes to the mouth, but moves it to the relevant parliamentary committee on the success of God. So before they have the position,
okay.
And now he goes to our part of the resolution.
Maybe before you proceed, I see Madam Nancy come in before.
I just wanted to explain a bit that the way the bill stands currently is according to the agreement. It gives the impression of creating a person that before the National Council can come, the NCJ can come up with an incarceration framework, the minister will develop regulations which the NCJ must follow in order to have the incarceration framework. Because you are saying there in 73A as current system that in the manner prescribed by the regulations. So we are getting rid of this particular provision. So the minister should not have the NCJ lead regulations to guide or lead the NCCS in the interpretation system.
It is the opposite.
And then we still retain the submission of the interpretation framework to parliament for approval. And then after approval, it will be published in the government. And any subsequent amendment thereof will also come to parliament for approval and published in the government.
Okay, good. Can continue, madam.
Now, on page 28, that part that we do the resolution,
We are numbering there, you must be doing a very big document.
I under the 41 there. Just tell us the flow from the time.
94.
It is in
the whole N is removed. Yeah, I see a continue.
the things that were left out maybe include the capital errors and the things that or maybe left in the capital
Department.
Thank you. If you look at this definition, it's currently in the Principal Act 3, disability means a physical or mental condition prevents a prisoner from operating in an environment developed for service without such an impairment, and includes deafness, dumbness, paresthesia, quadriplegia, also the quantifiable mental conditions blighted or extreme impairment of vision. This is really a definition that isn't in line with the more recently about defining disability in terms of international views as well. Therefore, the department would also propose that we take on the new definition as accepted internationally.
Okay, I don't think there is a problem about this. This one is more inclusive, I think we are fine with it. Any other thing that was to clean up? Yeah, as you know, Honorable Lero, I'll give you a chance to let them clean this thing first, then I'll come back to your colleague. Mechanical restraints. Okay. Is that all you can say about this definition of mechanical restraints?
Because in the regulations, it's just using the type of mechanical restraint that can be used. But the concern is that if we just uplift that link from the regulations into the bill, the problem would be that with the technology that the continuously changes, we might run into a problem where when trying to use the new device, then we are challenged legally that this is not covered in the statute. So hence we have this simple definition introduce himself to what we do.
Try again. We'll come to him. I'm not convinced at all, you can say. But we'll come to him. Another thing before I share with Vanara, anything you want to say for now?
Yeah, basically what I would like to do is just to take the committee and bring the committee up to speed, the first thing that comes to this amendment, the exception and the operation framework. The current position in the principal act is that the legislature is grant in the Correctional Services Act specific period that inmates must serve before being considered for parole. Then the department now approached the legislature to say they're experiencing problems, pressing us with the state. For example, where you get a statute saying somebody that has been subject to 7 years, and for example, four, 5 years of that sentence before being processed, pressing us, and you find out they're sitting with people who in terms of the approved programs, they feel strongly that this person qualifies. And, but because the practice makes it inflexible on them to really take this person into account. And we're approaching the legislature. Initially, why can't these minimum periods that the offender should serve in custody before qualifying for parole, why can't that be delegated to the minister and not to determine in a formal sense? And the portfolio committee, as well as the department, all the role players, and decided that we're not going to delegate this function to the limit. So it was a policy decision as to whether or not the legislature does delegate to whoever this specific function of determining the minimum period that offenders need to serve. Ultimately, the policy decision was made there to say the legislature will delegate that duty or that power to the National Council, who must act in consultation with the National Commissioner in determining this process. Nevertheless, the committee was advised to say, look, there might well be problems. I mean, to just delegate, you're giving away your power. It might not be easy to recoup the power. So you need to be careful when delegating business. And in an attempt to make sure that while the legislature has delegated this particular function to the National Council, together with the National Commission, the legislature still maintains a level of control over this entire process. And the manner in, that was identified as suitable for the legislature to have control over the process, use the National Council together with the National Commission. You will develop this framework. And say, for example, if someone has been sentenced to 7 years, he must have X period before he can be considered. But before that thing can be effective, must come back. That must now, that interpretation framework must come back to the legislature for the legislature to look at it, debate it in this form, in this format, and make a decision. Okay, we approve or we disapprove. We feel this is the period that needs to go into this incorporation framework. But it was a match for the part of the legislature to have control over this entire process. And I will have the big deal. I was also a little bit concerned when I read this here to say it does not really reflect the true intent of the legislature as was discussed in the portfolio comments. And I'm glad that the department is coming up with a manner to try and interpret the intentions of the legislative authority. However, Chairperson, I have just a serious question now with this proposed amendment by the department. That is now the proposed amendment document on page 21. In the bill, that will be clause 66 of the bill and page 18. Page 21 of the proposed amendment, as well as page 18 of the D bill, and it's clause 66. The department says the new or the suggested proposal is to delete the National Council of Strategic Conservation, the intervention framework from the place of instructions of the CA, and after having been ratified by the minister. I have not had a problem with that omission. We're substituting this with the minister. And what I can't find now, because what's missing there is what is it that is going to guide the minister? Because we're taking away the court to insert the minister. What used to be performed by the court is now going to be performed by the minister. The question is, what will then guide the minister in determining parole for life? It does not come clear to me, and I need clarity on that. On page 22 of the amendment, again, on page 52, yeah, it goes down to the bottom of the page with this amendment, paragraph 5, on page 18, after line 59, it says the following. New paragraph 4 and 5 are at the minute. Paragraph 4 means the interpretation framework must be ratified by the minister. Then paragraph 5 says the interpretation framework together with any subsequent amendment thereto before it takes effect be submitted to the relevant parliamentary committee on personal protection of what is not clear to me at this stage. When does the minister ratify the interpretation framework? Is it after it has been referred to Parliament for approval? Or is it before it is referred to Parliament for approval? It's like there will be a technical issue. If one interprets this to say this interpretation framework goes to Parliament, and Parliament says, oh, not happy with this and that, and it ends there, goes back to the minister, and the minister says, okay, it's not part of Parliament, and I must ratify this thing, and therefore I'm changing this to instead of this. So this needs to be clarified. I'm not saying the minister ratified this interpretation. I strongly say that indicates that this ratification happens before is incarcerated when it comes to Parliament. So that when it comes to Parliament, and Parliament has looked into this thing, Parliament has said this is kind of what goes to this agreement. I'm not surprised later on to see things that come, that was not agreed to by Parliament. And when the minister said, yes, but I have the power to ratify the decision of Parliament. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, those are very good and useful issues raised by our parliamentary leader advisor. Can I get responses from the department and the office of the state advisor?
Captain, the minister has said that he So the incarceration system will guide the minister, the power board, whoever deals with sentence or penalty to be considered for community. If maybe the person is based on something relating in the particular position, but the intention of course throughout the minister also using the human life of which will come for approval before Parliament. With regard to the second question, my colleague will actually give my response. The minister will ratify before it can be brought to Parliament for approval.
Mm-hmm.
Not by the president. The minister will ratify after Parliament. That's the intention with these people from the
but how it is captured is it conveying exactly what you are saying?
It's also, but if they need to...
Because I mean, by reading it, I don't think it's conveying exactly what you are saying. Yes, madam.
I read it out, but it's not really seen in
I have it in my head.
You have things that you don't have.
Can we have that version in writing, please?
The new subsection for this is the interpretation format must be ratified by the minister and must be published in the portal. And the sub 5 should read before the interpretation framework to get on any certain amendment. In public in the Gazette, in terms of the National Council must submit it to the relevant parliamentary committee for approval. So in essence, what does this mean? The minister will ratify the framework after the senior president has. So he will ratify it, and then it will be public. The first half of the minister must ratify it, and it's not in public. But before publication, they should go to Parliament. But that means the minister won't, there's no way whereby the minister will say, after it's coming from Parliament. It's ready, it should be taken to the fact that the
Congress. You're saying it so nicely, you know, it makes sense. But where is it here?
Yes, okay, I'll write it. I'll have to provide the details. You see what's happening with those people. I'll fill in this case with the department yesterday, so they try to prove. But now this new card is inserted this morning in my document.
But not in our document. So banal, all right.
Yeah, it's right from what you read.
Yeah.
But I've read it out.
And we're also right. No, I equal that.
I know. So as we are engaging, even this morning, we are not getting the proposal. We said, okay, let's have before, and this how she ready. Unfortunately, we omitted to apologize to the house that what you are reading here is not covered in the document that is
okay.
Nice
now, apologize before we approve of it, once we registered in writing, so you can't
I don't see what I see.
Yeah, I'll see you that. I'll come back to the committee. Can you please
just to add from what my colleague is mentioning? I'm not representing the house. I'm not coming from the house. So I'm
I was just about to. No, she said police. No, she said my colleague. She said my colleague.
I'll go back
to Elena's friend, but let me allow this. My other Elena's friend to the department.
The person
Let me hear the department.
Sir,
Then gives you the two entities that can decide on parole or by parole or correctional supervision. is in the case of inspired by the supervision, pressure supervision of the road board, or in the case of the license of the minister. In other words, that part gives you the entity which is decided on the road. Then it goes further in the rest of the section. He then deals with different types of sentences. In other words, license, determinate sentences, visual criminals, and it gives you the consideration date on which such persons can be considered. In the principle as it is now, you've got fixed periods, like for instance, a life of 25 years. If you look at visual criminals, it gives you different periods in the second part of the section. Which will now be replaced by the incarceration for the booking case that particular period. Then, if you look at the interesting thing, and I think that will cover the parliamentary legal advisor's question, that if you go to page 18 of the bill, and so basically this is the structure, that is what I wanted to explain. So in the first instance, the first reference to the minister in on page 17, in paragraphs Romans 1 and 2, from line 3, is the entity, and then later on you see the minister, where the minister decides on life, he must be guided by 673 and incarceration framework.
Okay, he is guided by
the period of the week the minister may decide on parole will be determined by the incarceration framework as created and established by the National Council.
Okay.
As you have explained, the best issue is the determination of the sheriff in the Prefer Act is 1983. That for life, you must have 25 years before you are to be. But now, that has removed the second time in Napa Camp. The Napa Camp will determine the sheriff. That should be first before. And now, what we're talking about is that the first time. That's the end of it. That they are to be are involved in making the sheriff. They are the ones. The Napa Power Board, they decide to have a sentence. In life sentences, the minister decides. But the minister will make a decision. At the moment now, the court makes a decision based on questions and requests, based on what is considered it's sincere to decide that the minister to say, okay, the person has served 25 years. Once the person has served 25 years, then that person is considered for parole. He's referred that to the court for a decision. Now, what is happening? The minister is the one who's going to make it. How the minister will make a decision is to in the set of life. Based on the minister's investigation, which is into the determining by the National Council. So, in the set of life, the National Council will determine the truth. So what does that mean? The minister will go back to that interpretation for the country. Or for life, you should tell the minister of every government of the National Council. And then he makes it. But there are two separate instances. So we cannot link this section and say, air committed in the section that is trained to have that letter in. We cannot use the determination. But, as he was saying, that he mentioned somewhere that the National Council must determine a fear of health condition in the section of the trade. Yes, he must determine a fear of health condition because this is the one he needs to determine a fear. The National Council is becoming a fear of why in terms of the trade tend to make that cost. But we cannot make a cost for the trade and say, minister must define health condition in the section of the trade because those two, they don't mix. The first part, the little age of becoming a fear. That one is a decision. It's a granting, one stop granting of a power. They decide. So those are the two separate. And I would appeal to you, second, that you leave
good talent is very useful. Like to say, a certain offender may be placed on social supervision or on day parole on a date determined by the parole board, and in respect of life on a date determined by the minister. How the minister determines both of these two entities divided by the suspension power are going to go back and see. In this instance, the suspension expert in affairs this year and then next time. Because at the moment, what they do, they go back to this to a successor in the study and say, okay, you are charged with something, and then you should say that this is half of that sentence, so they go back and check that, and then they decide. So it's going to be the same thing, but there's no need to have that account. Thanks, Dr.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think I've listened to the argument by the officials. No. What I wanted you to do is to hear the correct wording and if it's placed in a correct slot and if it conveys the same message. As to whether we leave it as a case or not, that would be the political decision that they would take. So that's before I give it to Honorable Eleru, Honorable Sarah West, Honorable Sheikh, you want to come in now, Ivana, or are you convinced?
I'm not too worried to be on the side of the law.
Okay. Level?
Thank you, but it is on by two of you. Line 15. Was there any chance you might try with the right to refrain from using alcohol in both illegal drugs as a side effect for using second alcohol? On by 15.
Which one of them are you referring to?
On page 22, it's about in line between line 20 and 25. It's just to determine who decides who the CEO is going to be chairperson. My opinion is that it must be the judge that must determine who the CEO is.
Can you unpack can you motivate why you think that the judge must do that?
You must not make the judge's position untenable or weaken his position. He's going to work for the CEO, and I think he should be able to say that this is the matter.
But if you appoint someone, then you'll pay. So this one will pay by the department, by the state. So the second judge, if he appoints people, I don't know, but I think they will respond. Oh, that's fair. Honorable what?
Okay, once we should have checked that the amendment was ever within the approval document for 32 feet, where we can produce the amended version. Now, once we break this amendment now, I mean, we're going to get a new document instead of 32 feet.
Yes, yes. Not much time.
I was trying to check this too. I thought that I was referring to the earlier argument where you said that there's a paragraph missing that was to be redrafted. I thought it was referring to that one.
The second
New
York
Okay. Okay. And I was saying?
The question well, one is the science that students explain the mechanical constraints. I think they surprise the thought to it. What do you have in India? What to ensure that they are settled? So that anybody who looks at it will know what they're taking. The second thing is on the. I mean, the other thing that I would touch on, I think it's a principle that the National Assembly has established to say that the development of the policy must be removed from the decision making in relation to the minister, because the one who decides on the right part of the power, therefore, you can't direct the plan. And you need that then to parliament to play a role. We sometimes, I think, parliament decides to have a role. Well, you know, when the village is here, it's enduring. It's a power to all. But you find that most of the time, parliament becomes very lenient. Very, it has new power in terms of control of government. Now, I think on that issue of saying the decision making is to be taken, the approval must come to Parliament, very good, and the minister of the role. But the issue that I have is ratification of approval. What's the difference? Because when you ratify, you are putting a step of approval. To say this thing, no authority can come beyond the situation. When you ratify, you are saying the minister ratifies should be still under control. But this process is still subject to review by Parliament. You know, the thing of English is not our first language, therefore. Sometimes we convey what we are not meaning to convey. To me, I think it's true that policy development, the minister plays a role. You must be satisfied with the department. That the policy that goes out of the department is what reflects your principles, what reflects your vision as an individual, and seeing in the country, because you are accountable on the end. Then that policy then is subject to Parliament, because the policy making Parliament is domain is developing the state. Now, I'm not sure about level. I think our only friend is in asking the bushes whatever the phrase is. But I think we must look at that a little bit of a level to say. Probably it has to be, it must flow. The language must be able to flow. So a person who reads the bill understands what was the intention of the lawmaker when he makes that law. And there's another issue that I want to take issue I know as a matter of fact that the Corinthian service is guided by its own law. However, there is an issue around the public service management act. Here it is raised that a regional commission is designated by national government, which I think in terms of the policy is fine. Now my question is that at what level? At what level in terms of the public service is a regional commission? Is the director, the chief director and government? Now, link that question. What is the role of the national minister? Because in terms of the public service management act, it is required that an executive authority, now we're changing it now from executive to say an executive authority, must appoint head of department up until the senior manager, meaning up until the director. Then below that, the responsibility of the head of department. It means you as an executive authority, you don't have a responsibility that you have. Now in your case, at what level is this regional commission? Because here, in fact, I had a clause that I perused quite a lot of things. There is what that area where the that designation was. Yeah. Page 4C of the deed act, what that means. Where it says around the public service act and so on, that this is going to happen. Now this deal I think will be passed next year. When is the pass?
No, because there are so many corrections. I thought that it will come soon. That means we'll pass it next year. If everything was going to be cleaned up today, we're going to pass it because I was ready. The report is here of the committee, even the motion is ready, but the department is not ready. So that's all, a lot to be cleared. Unfortunately.
No, I think quality things you have to take on that. And, but I think at that time the public service act would have failed. And I think it makes sense when you write a law, you are able to say this act is amended. Because you know that the act is amended from time to time. Because I don't think this public service act is called like this now. If you look at that thing, I'm talking about that thing. Yesterday we were passing the public service amendment. Public service management act. Yeah, amendment. Which then means that this is by December or so will be open. It will no longer be called. I'm saying sometimes I think for purpose of good practice. So that when laws change, we are able to say a public service act as amended. So that if it is amended, it still reflects the intention of the public. Now, those are the things that I would want to hear, Chair. But other than that, I think the cleaning up process and so on of the document is taking us somewhere. And I think we have inserted our powers in two areas, on the level of power, on the national capital. We say no, Parliament must be there. But at the same time, on the issue of the approval of the policy on this issue of the dissemination of sentences and so on, I'm curious. This is called incarceration, framework. Incarceration framework. If I'm saying, those are areas that I would want one to hear views on and so on. And otherwise, we're home and dry. Safe to say that I think the report that I gave in the last meeting he has not had much on the abuse of alcohol and illegal substances by official. It's more the thing to live with in which then it's a bit of but it's supposed to be a white neck that catches everyone. I'm saying that to me is still a weakness in the thing. Thank you.
Tell me about anything other than Musaki?
No.
Not for now. Now, if I was told that the clean document would be before I came, I was going to pass it today. Because numbers are ready, but unfortunately, the sister system is not ready. But since we're still here, maybe the document will be coming before we pass it. So, the document are ready, but if we don't have a clean document, we can't pass it. Can we get some responses to the questions put by members? Well, I wanted to ask a question, but let me leave it for now. I'll come to it later. Yeah, questions were put, can we get some responses?
I promised the
department
with the
same document before the end of the day. I can see that the question, I'm shortly the last time about the abuse of alcohol. Maybe before you continue, it's the end of the day. Tomorrow Parliament will arrive until next year. And the promise is not to come tomorrow. So the only time is between now and one, where the committee has to pass it. So, as I said, we are ready to stay until one to pass it, provided that the thing doesn't change. But it's not here, no, it's not a chance, mate. We can always defer voting on it until next year. It's fine. No, it's okay. You can continue with the process.
Thank
you,
Professor. I think one of
the people. You're talking
about the process. Only is about abuse of alcohol by the officials. So, very quick for the competition. On the level, and let me try to answer to the question, the level of the regional commissioner, the level of the deputy director general. I didn't clearly understand the question about the role of the minister.
In the appointment of the regional
commissioner. The other question was of the authority, I think. Okay,
now
the question about which one comes for the application of the approval.
Yeah.
I mean, the approval by Parliament is critical. If the need to consider the results, I don't see any harm in the and I link my colleagues to FCC and including the Office of the Environment. The person who is making the selection the Philippine culture did direct him to come to for that purpose, to see the infection. The infection got to the Philippine culture, thought he was doing a shot out from the infection. And thereafter, he would make a change. So he was going to be the The other one is called the type of seed. You know, it's not the three or we have from the deal. It's from the little last piece. The three or we have from the deal. So, we have a little bit of the deal. So, I think it's a good one. And last piece is the higher last piece.
The new role we're giving to the CMC under this class therapy. B, to be specific. What motivated the department to propose this inclusion? Was it there before in the principal act then? If it was not there, what was the reason why we should be here now? And if I take you back again to clause 17 on page 6, access to legal advice, so to be specific under 17.4, persons awaiting trial or sentence, not provided with this, were only, okay, you don't change those. This was very difficult, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, to the more touchy one, we can avoid it, but to go to close, clause 55. Okay. I'm looking at the role by the minister here. This proposal, was it canvassed with the portfolio committee or the department? That's how to put it now. So what is the position? Can I
okay.
I guess because this amendment, is it coming from our colleagues in the NA or is it proposed by the department? This new insertion under B, 65B, the B is on page 17. Yeah, and the one we're still waiting for the new clause that will be drafted under 56, which I will be happy to see how it's going to read now. Maybe I can leave that, just respond to those few questions.
Okay.
Yes, Abu Musaki.
Just to remind the line of my colleague asked a question about the alignment. You know, yesterday he was referring to the bill that we passed yesterday. That bill, it is now referring to executing authority as an authority. Now here we're still using the executive authority. Now that problem of alignment of terminology. It is important because as you have said, if those terminology are not aligned, one that bill is attended to by the president somewhere this month or something, then this bill, some of the terminology in this bill will become obsolete. So that alignment is important. Should be taken into account.
Yeah, can you now respond to the other question?
Statement of a sentence offender when admitted to a facility. It lists a series of issues that should be taken into account when such a statement is being done, in order to, in other words, security, program, etc. Then, for 36 goes further to say, after the detection, there must be a sentence plan for the particular sentence offender, and how he's going to serve his sentence, how he's going to protect in programs and so on. And then it states also that that default round it is not spelled out to the particular sentence statement. So that is it's a new insertion in the Act. In other words, it adds to the current section 1, which deals with the issue chapter he must be assessed on. And we look at the green part, starting with a sentence to send a magistrate or a collective supervision parole or by parole. It then mentions the entities involved in giving or considering parole. Firstly, the correctional supervision and parole board, and secondly, it should be the minister after taking consideration of the framework, should not be there, because it does refer to the minister himself. It was debated in the portfolio committee. It's not an amendment that the department came up afterwards, but it is divided in the portfolio committee. Then, if you look further down by like changing of the bill, and I refer the Honourable Chair to line 39, if you look there, it's small Roman 4. These are then the period. Then it says life incarceration, that such a person may not be placed on a parole, taking into consideration the framework here. If you look at the proposed amendment on page 21, then in that case, if you take into account that you're dealing with a lifer in this subsection, the life and receipt of stock will be decided by the minister. Then in terms of four, in deciding on a lifer, the ministry will be guided by this particular subsection. And if you look at the proposed amendment as amendment 7 on page 21, it demonstrates in terms that we believe that omit that particular part after taking into consideration the incarceration framework contemplated in 2673A and after having been ratified by the ministry, that we omitted a substitute for it in terms of 2673A. In other words, 2673A is the incarceration framework which will then guide or determine this period determined by the National Council in that regard. Yeah, I think that's an explanation for you about the business.
Yeah, fine.
Cool.
No, what about this little
No, 65, I think the question was whether it was debated. The sharing was totally debated, and it comes back to the previous where the court, where the principal act was saying that court will release lifers. And we said, but that should not be the court, it should be the minister. If the minister then released them, as from now, as it is presently, the case then, if they violate the conditions, then the minister must also decide to bring them back. But the court, all the places where the court stands, except in cases when it comes to prison sentences of the cab, dangerous offenders, those courts are changed to the minister. The minister will take the decision for all placement of lifers, taking into consideration the incarceration framework. So it needs to be discussed. That's the only reason why 265 is saying court, the minister substitute the courts.
As I understood that the National Assembly also very strongly that the court must be the judge and not the minister. That's not true, am I wrong about that?
Yeah, maybe just hear the points that quickly and then I'll come back to them.
There was quite a debate in the portfolio of the judges in this matter. If you just look at the BBC, the 1998 Act states that persons serving a life sentence should be considered by the court of law. In other words, the terms of that act, the matter should be referred back to the court of law, which is the particular prisoner. So, in business of that fact, only came into operation 1 October 2004. So, persons sentenced to life before 1 October 2004 must serve 20 years before they can be considered by the minister. In other words, before 2004, in terms of this the 1959 Act, the minister was the person that always considered the life of the life sentence. So that sentence is the only thing into practice in 2004. Sentence after 1 October 2004 will have to serve 25 years. So the first person that will be considered by the court will be considered in 21 years' time from now. So they will still serve 25 years after the sentence. The issue that was also raised was that it is really for the court at that time to decide on the issue of license. There was a debate from a legal point of view, also the province of correctional services to deal with the rehabilitation over that 25 years to really make recommendations to the National Council on the side. Maybe on that point as well. The minister can only decide on whether the person gets paroled on recommendation of the National Council. I think that's an important factor as well. The minister doesn't decide especially on that parole. The minister must decide on the recommendation of the National Council, which is quite in terms of the competition, consists of judges, regional court, magistrates,
people from the NGA as well, or the deputy director general of serve on that, that board. So what you say is professional that would advise the minister on that. After having briefed this committee on that committee decided as well, it's fine that it will go back to the minister to this report.
Thank you. Before Anu Jaya come in, I hope the document that we're waiting for is coming before we adjourn. So if it's not, then have luck on the department. Anu Jaya?
On that, what's your plan, man? If you need to get the document, it's going to be helpful. Because we've made amendments in terms of process, which means we're all back to the and all institutions are rising tomorrow. When are they going to have time to pass it, the national assembly? To me, I think it's clear that, unless I'm wrong, that this thing is not going to make it this time around. And I think the reason that we've accepted, and we work at our own pace to ensure that we can do quality things. Of course, I think it must make the first move in Chelsea in the coming term of Parliament.
Yeah.
Having said that, I want first to say that I think you handled as a department that discussion is very poor. It's poor in a way that's poor. Because as Mr. Leroux, who is a member of Parliament, himself is too confused of what was the discussion for the debate and what were the nuances of the debate. Meaning that your communication strategy is very weak. If it is something that I think I must recommend, that was improved. Because if you had written articles, you have spoken about this matter, what are the issues in this case? Whether the court must approve or the minister. The air would have been clarified. Now, if the member of parliament in the same committee is confused, okay, what more about the public? Okay. Now, what it means then, I think you must back up on this kind of conversation. In a sense that, to me, I think it is logical what we are saying. That the issue of how much civil that the person stays in prison is a responsibility of the correctional center. It's a responsibility of the Department of Correctional Services. You can't take it back to that. It's illogical to do that. It's illogical. I mean, because the attack is to say this is a center. That's it. How that person improves and so on and changes and all that is managed by correctional services. And I think that is the only reason to say it's not for me in the conference. It's a logical issue. Even if you don't agree with me, that, I know you'd like it to go back to Texas. But I think after this discussion, I agree. You can see you agree that no. It remains here. Now, I'm saying that to me, I think the people who come and interact and so on and hear the public today, you must also ensure that your communication component is racist, because the department is always viewed in a negative light. And it's up to you to ensure that that positive in the public discourse is always there. And you can only do that through the communication plan. And I'm saying to me, that's a word of advice. But the last thing here is with the Leonard Friend here. What's your name? By the way? Advocate Malaysia. I think the approach that we are taking, you'll go a long way in interacting with Parliament in a way that makes Parliament happy. The reason for me to say so is that some people, when they come to the parliamentary committee, they want to defend their position. They want to impose their position. In your case, you say, if you have an idea, put it on the table. Let's see what it is. And we are prepared to, we're not going to die without this, we're not married to them. We are prepared to put them to test and change them. And that attitude is a very good attitude. You must continue. And when you go to talk to people, you say, I'm persuading you to my view. But also persuade me with your view. I'm prepared to listen. I'm prepared to engage and test my view. And that approach in Parliament is very good. And in that way, you go a long way because you're not a member of the parliament. You will always be a challenge of members of parliament. Oh! Thank you very much.
Oh! I'm telling you. Yeah, no comment. Yeah. I'll make sure that after this meeting, the debate continues to that level. Honorable level.
The portfolio committee took their time and they were briefed and they changed the original bill, and I think it is totally wrong to expect from the select committee now to in a total rush do our job. I don't think it's right, I do not think it's fair. And I think we should take our time, the time that we think we need to make proper recommendations. And I will certainly not like us to be seen once again to be forced to rush into in the last time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, colleague Leroux. No, that we were gratefully. But if the required document, the amended document was here, if there are no other issues to raise, there will be no reason for us as a committee to simply delay it, simply because we must take more time. But as Honorable Stella said, if we discover that some officials have an attitude of imposing their views, we simply drag our feet to deliberate. But on this one, because I'm checking that, are there other new issues that we have to raise? And I can't find them. But simply because we are waiting for that document, that's the document that will make us want to pass this bill today. That's the only thing that if there was any other, because we have made our amendment that will be drafted and be sent back to them, as a committee, they'll pass it and pass the back to that side. But today, it's clear we're going to pass it because that version is not here. But before I, there are two questions that I want to ask, but let me recognize the Uber Nara first.
The idea was to come back to Parliament with a formal regulation. And now I see this, and that's why you have to find out N on page 28 of the PDF, which the department is now proposing to be deleted. Now, page 28 of the PDF. Because there was a paragraph that was going to give effect to this intention that this deal, this incorporation framework of Parliament must effectively influence, should come to Parliament in the form of regulation. And consequently, there was a need for this paragraph N to be inserted. Now I see the department is deleting this paragraph N. And now how is this incorporation framework going to be introduced in the Parliament? That's my question. Okay, the other point is the reason for including the word there that this incorporation framework comes to Parliament. In other bills, it comes to Parliament for 30 days, and I can say what will happen in 30 days. We have other the bill comes, regulation comes to the Parliament, we get that one of these for 30 days, or that's 30 days. And then, the department has to say that the 30 days, the parliament, for approval. It doesn't matter when you say Parliament to approve it. It must be approved by the presence of being going to the relation to Parliament. Now, I don't know how this interpretation framework is going to come to Parliament today.
Thanks, question put. Okay.
And then all time the regulations will always have an end. But the strengthened good and land is not necessary to repair the situation. The minister cannot make a regulation. Like for instance, the person is becoming a minister is to make a hard handle on that minister. But now the implication that we have from the jury is that the minister is being empowered to become a minister of income. So that was the reason why we didn't change. And the national council cannot make a decision, only the municipal council. So that can be committed. But now, definitely what the governor is asking now, how we can decolonize, that can also address the certain changes. That the national council cannot make a decision that the minister must be covered. And before it is covered, then the address, the national council must have a decision. So I think this is part of the intention of the Pastoral Committee, because the committee is interested in the administration, so we wanted to make it involved. So we have that in here, we have that under the administration of the Pastoral Committee. Thank you.
Vanna?
We have the debate. I don't understand the statement that the interpretation framework was developed by the National Council cannot disempower, or they cannot regulate the regulation. Therefore, the Council cannot come to power as soon as possible. But the same on the other hand, the same interpretation framework, after the National Council finishes, must be submitted to the Minister for application. Because the minister there has got a role to play. You understand? Well, as it seems, we'll have the final word on this ratification, on this interpretation segment, as far as the department is concerned, before it comes to pass. So you seem to say that the reason the regulation cannot, I mean, this interpretation segment cannot come out of the regulation department. Because this interpretation framework is not developed by the means that we can make regulations, developed by the National Council, which cannot make regulations. I think there seems to be a contradiction in that statement itself. Because this interpretation framework is developed by the National Council, it still goes to the means for ratification. My understanding is that the minister is going to place. He's involved in that process. Why can't we make a regulation?
The minister is involved in confirming the matter of confirmation. But I can prepare that in a second, the minister is involved. But here in this instance, this is the new amendment that was proposed. It is saying it's not the main motion. While saying in the second one, the second one, the matter of confirmation, the subscribed man. So what does that mean? We go to regulation to empower the minister to give the framework or the procedure or the guidelines
as to how the tree of truth will be touched. That's the reason why we don't need to, because it's giving something else which is not the American culture. Because the minister cannot be, cannot become the truth. So now we can say, at that time we must be the prescribed man, what does this mean? We must consider the man that prescribed in the regulation, the minister will tell us how we must deal with the sermon. But now the discussion is saying, no, the minister cannot tell them what to do, cannot tell them what to do, so how they become a cure. They are independent. They must become a cure in their own marriage. So that was the reason for the minister. And also the new insertion that was inserted in the regulation saying, minister must make the regulation as to the minimum period. I'm waiting to speak part of that government. As to the minimum period for each sentence of care that must be calculated before being considered for both men and women. So this counts, what does it mean? It means, minister, you must make the selection to change the situation. You must determine, in essence, you can call the minister to determine.
Sure.
The minister is involved in certain services of the letter by the society, not a problem. He's the head of the unit of the department. And the framework must be referred to him for consideration. Don't you consider it in contempt? After that, it will be published in the Gazette. But before publication in the Gazette, it must be referred to the committee for approval and for proposal. And so I think we have that the very same intention of the committee, which is that we remove it from the regulations and put it in the text itself.
So those incantation framework, there's no way they can include it in the regulations.
You know, how can we do it?
No,
because it's just about intention, it can determine something. It cannot determine this way.
Oh, we'll see. No, it's fine. Anyway, Vanara said that you'll engage you after this meeting in another level. I think that I must open that platform for you to talk about it. Anything collected, because only one question, and that was 20. Any motivation to jump from the 5 years to 2 years for kids to be with their parents, this jump, I will satisfy that a child when that child is 2 years can be well looked after by other families other than their own mother. I don't have any proposal for now, but just get the motivation, that jump from
a biological motivation.
As I also say that the former teacher here, biological motivation and parental motivation. Is there any reason this jump, Advocate Mandy?
Please, special reference to the development of the child. But there's brought the expert in that field to assist us in Okay, sir. You know, a research was done, you know, by Nico on the influence of women on infants in particular with their mother. And then it was discovered in the research that from 2 years, really the bonding with the mother should have developed in terms of cognitive, physical, and emotional behavior. So we conducted the research in 4 personal centers, 3 personal centers, that is very well here, Johannesburg, Victoria, as well as Baltimore, where really we find that the prison environment is not very conducive for the child development because of the high walls, because of the things where the child perceives English, the language that is being used by the mother. You know, you find that the child is using Tanzania like the officials that are using. And then even their coaching, you know, the behavior when the female offenders are smoking cigarettes, you find that the child is being. So from the age of 5 years, the aim is to build cultivate the human. So you just remove the child and the English clearly, but the only issue has to be before you can cultivate the fear that it's not acceptable. And then again, really, you say that if the child is staying longer in the prison environment, you'll find that he only identifies him or herself with the only female figure, whereas he becomes scared of the male figure. So you are based on the research that was conducted that for 2 years, the only thing that you can do. So the child can really appreciate him in the other person. It can be in the past.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll fight for this plot in the next meeting, but I accept the explanation. From my side, I think that will be it. I hope in our next meeting all documents will be available. As you can see, we don't have other questions, madam. All questions are exhausted. Even the document was here, we're going to vote for the bill now. It's not because it's a section 75. We're going to vote on it. Okay, there are no relevant documents there. So, the teacher, we're going to declare voting on this bill until in our next meeting. And where are we enjoying our lunch? I hope today is a normal lunch. I hope this is a normal lunch. Please. Yeah, before we adjourn the meeting, colleagues, yeah, maybe let's see the department first. Join us at the second, at the new wing, second floor, just here. Come and enjoy the lunch with us. We'll be meeting again. Committees are starting sometime second or third week of June, somewhere there. Yeah, after the 15th of June, committees are starting again. Hopefully, you'll be a third priority because I want to start this thing so that we start implementing some of these processes here. Yeah, thanks once more for taking us through this thing and making it so easy. I hope in our next meeting you'll come back with this kind of energy that we're showing at this place. We are really enjoying the activity. And make sure that you come back. Don't leave behind this young man. No, thanks to the our parliamentary legal advisor and the state law advisor office. Madam, thank you very much, and the department. Yeah, you were excused there. But if you want to stay and listen to us, you can. Colleagues, before you leave, we're going to advise that you remember that we rejected that director thing. Yeah, we're also advised by the federal advisor, the chief federal advisor, requiring of that report that we are sending the bill back to the department. That's the correct wording of that thing. So we are just sending it, we are rejecting it but sending it back to the department. We are going to start again if they want to start it. But if not, then that's it. That's what I wanted to say. And about the reinstatement of Magistrate Makamu, Honorable West will assist us in conveying the message to the public, the whole nation, as to why Makam is being reinstated. Today. Yeah. It's today. Then tomorrow, I learned we are going to tell the public about the decision we took about the magistrate Machiolo. That is tomorrow, but I just got a message now from my secretary. If that is the case, who is a volunteer who wants to do this? I was debating tomorrow. Oh, by the way, there's this cross boundary and the 30th, yeah. Just to debate tomorrow again. Let's just be ready for those debates for this. Now, who's going to do the statement about Magistrate Machiolo? Who is a volunteer here? Because about... Now, Manios will be debating the Eastern Cape bill. Because he's a relevant person to that, and Julie.
they'll be debating that thing. So I want to exclude them from this statement. Who's going to do it on our behalf?
Thank you very much for showing so much faith in you.
Okay. It's fine.
Only the chat is closed on the other side of the
is it?
Almost like we are closing for the words of the chat.
I agree.
Oh, madam. Colleague, thank you very much, man. This is our last meeting. Thank you very much. You'll be so good that you commit. I know it was tough. And at times, very unfair to you and your family. But we managed. Nobody thought that we'll get to this far where there's actually only one bill is returned. For all the bills and all the annual reports and everything. Thank you very much, colleagues. And my apologies for inconveniencing you in the first meeting for this long hour meeting. Can we adjourn and go to the second floor?
Just to show that Chairperson is not a really something formal. You know, one of the important things that we want is during the constitutional security is the monitoring of the department. You know, in the past you gave us this monitoring for what is that? Can you get that for us?
Okay. Bye, Danke. So everybody, my research test, I'm told that the two of us that are not going for the test will be here until December.
Thanks for the offer.